Part 3, The Second Limb, Personal Code of Conduct. Personal transformation can and does have global effects. As we go, so goes the world, for the world is us. The revolution that will save the world is ultimately a personal one. Mary Catherine Bateson. The Niyamas. By now, you have a sense of how interrelated the yamas truly are. Violating one yama inevitably involves negative action in another. Practicing one strengthens and supports the practice of the others. Ahimsa, nonviolence, cannot be achieved without a parigraha, non-hoarding, and practicing a parigraha makes it impossible to violate a steya, non-stealing. Practicing satya, truth-telling, will help you honor steya, non-stealing, and brahmacharya, managing vital energies. Michelle Ryan, who owns a yoga studio in Florence, Massachusetts, says practicing the yamas informs every aspect of her business. I try hard to incorporate ahimsa in what I do. Compassion for students and where they might be in their lives. I also try hard to be truthful, satya. I am honest with students about what they can and can't do physically, and also about what I do or do not know. I am conscious about not sharing others' ideas as if they were my own, which is a steya. And I do not look at my students as dollar signs walking through the door, parigraha. From a business standpoint, that may not make much sense to some people, but I am not teaching for the money, although it's nice when that manifests too. She didn't laugh. That was me. This same symbiotic relationship exists within the niyamas, which outline a personal code of conduct. They are beneficial individually, and like pieces of a puzzle, they combine to create something wholesome that will help you by be ethical, productive, and serene at work. The five precepts are Saccha, cleanliness and purity, Santosha, contentment, Svadhyaya, self-study, Tapas, discipline, energy, zeal, and Ishvara Pranadhana, surrender. Practicing these five powerful precepts will have subtle and profound effects on the way you see others, and the way you approach work. The individual observances minimize the external distractions that become obstacles to developing your full potential, and block you from recognizing the potential in others. The niyamas will help you be present to your own life. As Kat De Ram and Michelle Gill wrote in their beautiful book, The Spirit of Yoga, when we work selflessly, the mind stays pure. While we are not indifferent to the result of our actions, we are not addicted to its fruits. Actionless action is a slow but important process of learning to rely on the strength and equanimity that comes from within, from the self.